So, Ricky Smiley. Some of y'all may know Ricky Smiley as a comedian. Others of you may know Ricky Smiley as a person that has a radio show. I think that radio is dying. I don't even know how they still making money. I don't even know how they still can post advertisements with radio people in the first place, but radio still exists. And Ricky Smiley is also a part of the Divine Nine. And when I say Divine Nine, I'm talking about Black Greek organizations, AKAs, Alphas, Deltas, all of these people, right? And so Ricky Smiley decided that he wanted to throw his hat into the fray and hold Black people accountable for not supporting Kamala Harris or for openly voicing their displeasure with Kamala Harris. And so as we go through this show, I want to break it down for you guys, and I want to review that. And if you have not sent this to your family and friends, then we have conversations not only based off of news, politics, money, all of this other stuff, popular culture, but we want to actually give you an authentic reaction to what is going on. So I want you to think for yourself, but I'm definitely going to give my own opinion, all right? So without further ado, let's go ahead and deep dive into Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley decided that he wanted to throw his 2 cents into the ring. And so I'm going to show y'all this for those of y'all that's not familiar, and then I'm going to give y'all my thoughts.
What's happening in news? Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota held their first joint campaign rally together in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris praised Walz, going down his list of titles from coach to congressman and even military veteran. She ended his introduction, Ricky, saying, "And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by another name, Vice President of the United States." Are you excited about Tim Walz? I already know.
Man,
the
yeah,
to that question.
Always.
What excites you the most about him?
So the first thing that I have to ask y'all as we go through this is, honest to God, when you think about a Tim Walz, who in their right mind, we didn't even like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris had the lowest, literally, and I don't know how y'all don't see this. She had the lowest approval rating probably of any vice president in my lifetime, let alone history. I can't really look at history as far as going back before my lifetime, but she had the lowest approval rating of any vice president in my lifetime. Who's excited, A, for a vice president, and then B, why would you be excited about Tim Walz?
Just that he's just a regular, like, he reminds you of your high school principal. He reminds you of your high school football coach, and he was a football coach that led his team to a state championship. And
he was a part of the football staff, let's be clear.
For the people, he stand up for women's rights, and he's a popular governor in the great state of Minnesota, which Trump won in 2016. That state was picked off by Joe Biden, and I think we'll definitely get his state and the state of Pennsylvania as well. Either one of those governors would have been a great choice for Kamala Harris. I'm just sick of the Black people on the internet talking about I'm not with her. Okay, so if you're not with her, that means you with Trump. And y'all need to block every last one of their asses on Facebook and on.
So that's where he made his first mistake, because everybody is welcome to be able to give their opinion. And everybody could say what they want to say when they want to say it, right? And I don't even, in this chat, I say this all the time. I tell all of my moderators, I say, hey, y'all, have a long leash as long as somebody is not getting overly disrespectful. So you can toe the line. They may give you a little penalty if you say something out of pocket about somebody's kids or something like that, right? And that's what I mean by being overly disrespectful. But I say, yo, listen, if somebody got a difference of opinion than you, or they want to express their thoughts, or they disagree with something that I said or something like that, don't time them out. Don't time them out. Don't sit here and do that. I go back and forth with people inside of the chat all day long. And I ain't tripping about it, because I don't want to live in an echo chamber. I don't want to be around people that only agree with me for the sake of agreeing with me. I want people to have their own mind to think freely, and then also come up to their own conclusion. I don't even disagree with you if you decide that you want to vote for somebody that I don't agree with. I just want you to be able to substantiate your argument. And so the first mistake that he has is he's already embracing cancel culture and telling people or telling his audience, which we don't care because I don't know who's really checking for Ricky Smiley in the first place. He's telling his audience, block the people that is not supporting Kamala Harris. Block them. Who are you? Who are you to tell somebody to block somebody because they have a difference of opinion in you? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? What kind of nonsense is that in the first place? And we have to be more responsible. And so even me, I'm very, very much being a lot more responsible with my wording, with the way that I communicate with people, the whole thing, because I understand that with more visibility comes more power. And so I have to be a lot more tolerant. I have to have thicker skin. And this is the way in which I communicate with people. Let's continue.
Instagram and social media and stop. Like, that's just garbage.
Yeah.
It's just garbage.
Can
everybody
we be united
got to find,
on anything? Yeah.
Can't be, like, can't agree on a damn bucket of chicken. One person want a hot dog.
I always complain.
Black folks get on my damn nerves, man. What you? Why everybody making out all these celebrities making all these videos going off on Kamala Harris and stuff, and then the black men? Kamala Harris didn't prosecute you and treated you bad in court. I got treated bad in court too, but I'm with her because a vote for her. If you sit at home and you don't support her, you're definitely supporting Donald Trump. You can vote for who you want to, but don't be trying to encourage other people and sit up there and put bad stuff. Where's that same energy for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
So don't do what he's doing to Kamala Harris. Got it. Let's listen to some more.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, don't vote for him. It is what it is.
Y'all not even out here doing real research. Look at her record. If you do the research or whatever, stop believing everything you read and do real research. You can see what a record is. You can see what she have done. I think you can Google what have Kamala Harris done for the black community or things that black people benefit from.
Let's do it. I'm not one to avoid getting into the fray. I'm with it. Let's Google what Kamala Harris has done for the black community. Why not? Honestly, like, I didn't even think about doing this. I was just going to react to the video. But why not just let's Google what Kamala Harris has done for the black community in particular, all right? So let's deep dive into that. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Let's expand this. What has Kamala Harris done for the black? Let me blow this up for the people. So according to the New York Times, the first thing that pops up is for more than a year, this is one day ago, according to the New York Times, Ms. Harris has paid close attention to the signs of erosion among black voters and specifically men. From the Democratic Party, she has invited black male business leaders and heads of grassroots organizations to her official residence to hear their concerns. Wow. I mean, this is impressive. I can't believe all of the things that I'm seeing that she's done for the black community. Let's see if we can scroll a little bit. I don't see anything in particular. I see a lot of these recent things. Vice President Kamala Harris speaks about Florida's new 6-week abortion ban. Barely a week, Kamala emerged, top Democrat. He said, I'm following his lead and Googling. She's a symbol of representation. Interesting. Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't able to find anything in particular. I'm sorry, Ricky Smiley. He said, I think you can Google her and find out what she's done for the black community. Let me make sure that I heard that correctly.
From a lot. We done for the black community. See what she have done. I think you can Google what have Kamala Harris done for the black community or things that that black people benefit from a lot. We need to stand with her.
Yes.
We need to stand with her. She's
absolutely
great. She will make a great president. And what a blessing to be living in a time where a black woman can become president of the United States of America. In our time, we get a black man and a black woman become president. That's unheard of.
Come on.
Identity politics. Identity politics. This is what they standing on, y'all. Listen. Oh my God. I can't help it, but I have to go here and I just have to express my thoughts. Let me put my iPad up real quick. I hate y'all. I hate you, older generation of men that have led us astray. And I don't hate you for who you are as an individual. I hate you for what it is that you continue to espouse and what you represent to us as men. I hate you. I hate everything that y'all have done to throw us under the bus and have not in any way, shape, or form. And I can't even say that this is relative to me in particular. And so when I speak to the majority, not the minority. But I have to speak on behalf of all of the culture itself, especially for the gatekeepers like the Ricky Smileys, who's largely had a microphone for a long time, but has never really done anything meaningful to it as far as making sure that he adds value into the people's lives, but continue to try to prevent us from thinking and then making informed decisions on what's best for our families. I hate y'all. I do. I genuinely hate you. I hate what you represent. I hate that you are part of these organizations that are demonic. I hate that you don't really stand for what Christian values really is about. I hate that you continue to live this happy wife, happy life while not being a reflection of the thing that you advocated for at the same time throwing other people under the bus. I hate the fact that y'all continue to push this narrative that we just supposed to be blind sheep being led into the mire and y'all absolutely 100% fumbled back. I hate the fact that you wore a dress. As a grown man, see, it would be different if you was a teenager or a little guy or something. You ain't know no better. You was a grown man. You made an informed decision to wear a dress. Everything about you and everything about what you represent, you need to stick to being a comedian. Because when I see these rappers and these entertainers and these other people sit here and try to insert themselves into a conversation because they plants and you've been a plant for your entire life. Oh, we don't need no government organization to put you in place. We know that y'all are easily finessed just based off of the money. And you know what the worst part about these type of guys are is that they then leverage black women in a black church in order to validate their position. Black women in a black church are the most vulnerable to you type of predators. And a predator is not just a person that preys on children or anything like that, because I'm not levying that type of accusation towards him, but a predator is a person that preys on a weak. It's a lot of weak listeners out there. It's a lot of weak people. And they weak because they ain't know no better. They weak because they was raised by their mama in a single parent household. They weak because they went to the church and they was looking for forgiveness and they was looking for growth. And then they ran into people like y'all that gave them plays and dresses and movies and all of this stuff. And you never put the medicine inside of the candy, because let's be clear, I'm all for entertainment and entertainers. But at the same time, I'm also for responsibly adding value into people's lives. And these type of guys are worse than anything that we've experienced in our lifetime, because they continue to push this trope and push this narrative, and they're not even objective enough to say, let me hear what you got to say. They saying you either get on cold or get out, block them. But we don't care no more. We don't care, because we seen that y'all was the failed fathers. We seen that y'all had the keys and you never passed the gems along. We seen that y'all was the ones that was the freest amongst us, these Gen Xers and these boomers. And don't get me wrong, it's not everybody, but it's a whole lot of y'all, especially black men. These Gen Xers and these boomers, they had the best jobs, they had the best opportunities, and they all crackheads. They crackheads in real life, and they crackheads spiritually, and they crackheads, and they're completely depleted mentally. They have no masculinity in them. That's why it's so easy for them to advocate for the things that's wrong for us. That's why it's so easy for them to sit there and pander, because they don't have nothing in them to stand forward and say, hey, listen, this is what it is that we need to be doing, and this is how we're going to move forward. I could respect you even if you had a difference of opinion, if you had a level of masculinity, you stood for something. But you know what they stand for? Continuing to have you tied to a plantation saying, why y'all not on cold? Hey, listen, we don't care about if Obama's landmark legislation was focused on the alphabet community. We don't care about the fact that this woman literally left y'all borders open in order for y'all neighborhoods to be infiltrated. We don't care about the fact that you can't go to the grocery store and be able to get a basket full of groceries for $300, $400, $500, $600. We don't care about the fact that it's really a class war, but they leveraging y'all suckers in order to push this race narrative because we know that it's not conducive for the people that ultimately is supposed to be picking our leaders. We don't care about what happened to your sons. We gonna advocate for a person that put tampons inside of a man's bathroom. They ain't got a shred of masculinity in them. They paid off. They sold their soul. Sold their soul. Don't stand on nothing. Sold their soul and don't stand on nothing. I used to have respect for Ricky Smiley because he told good jokes. I don't respect these suckers as a man. I don't. I don't respect anything that they stand for. They have lost all credibility within the community as far as I'm concerned. And just because you're supported by a bunch of women don't mean that you're a man. Let's hear some more of what he got to say.
Stop it.
Messy. Be on the right side of history.
Be
on the right side.
Be on the right side of history.
That's so, it's just the Amber Rose and everybody got all these videos and stuff and talking about Kamala Harris talking out of both sides of her. How would you say something so disrespectful? Even if you felt that way, I wouldn't dare make a video or say nothing like that to the vice president.
Shut up. Just shut up. Look, this is what they're telling us. Shut up and be a part of the go along, get along gang. Shut up and dribble. Y'all had a lot of smoke for Laura Ingraham, but you ain't got no smoke for Ricky Smiley, huh? Because I believe that it's worse when it comes from within. Look, if an enemy out there says to me, man, Anton, I don't like you. Forget you. Forget your whole family. I hope that you die. I don't even bat an eye because I'm expecting it. It's going to be people that is the enemy that you ultimately have to slay. I could respect my enemies because they absolutely transparent about what it is that they want to do. And we can get it in and let's rumble. I'm with it. But you don't expect it from the person that's supposed to be closest to you. And these are the people that you say that you respect.
Of the United States of America that's trying to stand up and that's going to possibly pick two United States Supreme Court justices or whatever to try to keep the laws in place that Thurgood Marshall and all of the people that have paved the way and try to redo and get back into some of this settled law, women's rights to choose, your voting rights, and Brown versus the Board of Education. Do your homework, black
people.
Hold up.
Let me just tell you something right
here. And they
here
really be thinking that they cooking. Look, I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than a black person that throws out a bunch of words, word salad, and don't have nothing to substantiate it with. These people would fold in front of a microphone in front of a person like me. I would absolutely, confidently, got my Teach Henley, don't worry about it, get that Teach Henley. I would confidently destroy every last one of these people in any subject, on any arena, in any platform, bar none. They fear you. They fear you when you're informed. And so they stand in their own little silo amongst their own little group. But I'm telling you, I will meet these people in any place at any time with a platform to where they don't edit it and watch how they fold. I will absolutely destroy them and ruin their whole careers. I will destroy every piece of them because God ain't with them. I'm telling you right now, God ain't with these people. I will confidently walk into a room by myself, no help. Thank you, Siri. No help amongst the room of your favorite leaders that you think can debate and is smart as hell. And I will destroy every last one of them without even blinking. This C student from Detroit, Michigan, born in 1982 on Green Lawn between Norfolk and Chippewa, 8 Mile and 7 Mile, Livernois in Wyoming, will absolutely confidently walk into any room with any of these suckers that throw all of this word salad at y'all, and I will ruin their life. I will have their people that's around them asking, what the heck did you do and why did you mess up the bag like that?
Historic, and Kay pointed this out to me. If Kamala Harris is elected, she would be sworn in.
She could be sworn
on
in
MLK
by,
Day.
Who was the last person that played that game with me? Who was y'all last black intellectual that played that game with me? And it didn't go the way that y'all thought that it was going to go. Who was the last leader that y'all said? Who was the last leader that y'all said was intellectual, college-educated, professors, works at university, is some of the most esteemed doctors and all of the master's degrees and all this matter. Who was the last person that stood in front of me and suffered? I ain't got to say it.
Black Supreme
and
Court.
And possibly by Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Wow.
Does
Stop
that
it.
Not give you chills?
Come on.
Stop
now.
It.
Does not does you, that not send
Maria
just
I,
make
I,
your
I,
whole body
I,
vibrate?
Maria,
oh my
I can
gosh.
Go deep into that. You got a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated reading in a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated into the damn White House. What's
Come
wrong
on,
with
man.
Y'all?
Oh, Come on,
on
man.
MLK Holiday.
But y'all Baby, mad because she ain't talking about reparations.
Who was a member? Who was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated?
Come on, now.
Come on now!
Game.
Oh my God,
game
that
changer.
Just gave me chills.
Mm.
That gave
Rock
me chills.
Team.
Game changer,
Rock
dog.
Game.
Man,
talk
better,
about
y'all
game.
Y'all better come get me off this radio today.
Come
hey,
get him.
Hey, you keep going. You want to keep going, dog? You want to keep
today.
Going?
Oh, they ain't gonna be mad at you today, Rick.
Hey, man.
I don't care. Well, stop me. Stop me. Stop me.
Go, dog. Go. Go.
I don't care. About who get mad. I know I'm right.
Exactly.
I know I'm right. Y'all need to stop. Do y'all realize Medgar Evers died for voting rights? All these people that have risked their life from slavery up until the civil rights.
Who was the last person that he talked junk about? Who was the last person that Ricky Smiley talked junk about? I'm just curious. Because I've been not liking him for a long time. Somebody in the chat let me know. Who was the last person that Ricky Smiley talked negatively about?
Rights movement, just where we can have an opportunity to do what we do, to do what we can do. We ain't seen nothing like this since Barack Obama was running for president in 2008. We need to stop.
The great John Lewis.
Right. John Lewis and Ralph Abernathy.
Abernathy.
You know, all of these people that have paved the way for us. We they are didn't. The new civil rights leader. We got to get behind people like Ben Crump and Kamala Harris and all these people out here that's doing like Roland Martin and all. These people that's out here, and Joy Reid. If you want to be educated, if you really want to know the truth, all you got to do is turn to MSNBC and watch Joy Reid, and she gonna give you a whole history lesson every night on MSNBC, and then after that, Rachel Maddow. All you gotta do is just watch.
And it's not opinion; it's facts.
Don't do this right here.
Yeah, and
don't
you know,
be on the internet doing Kamala Harris like that.
Yeah,
I don't care what issue you got with black women. Your mama's a black woman. How about that? Let's start there. I don't care what and I'm talking to the men right here. Your mother is a black woman. Don't forget that. Don't forget that your sister is a black woman. And as a black man, I stand proudly with Kamala Harris this morning with tears in my eyes. It means
with tears in my eyes. Hey, this is what a photo oppa do for y'all. This is what a photo opportunity would do for y'all. Thank you to my rich friends. I'm going to be reading those super chats shortly. This is what a photo op will do for y'all. Honest to God. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever. I was talking to my good friend Brian McKnight about Ricky Smiley. I was talking to Brian. I can't speak for him. I will never speak for Brian. But I will say that Ricky Smiley is really a paid op, y'all. He is. He's a paid op. Real talk. This is what people would do for a photo op.
Thank you so much. I mean, do you know the lady picked up the phone and called me when my son died? How about that? How about how personal her and Joe Biden has been. How about Joe Biden wrote me a letter naming my grandkids and naming my son's name in a personal handwritten letter?
Oh.
How kind, how thoughtful, how genuine.
So Joe Biden, his campaign, and the people around him decided to write you a letter because they know that you are part of the media and they're going to be able to leverage you later. And they called you and got you on the phone and said, oh my God, Ricky. Now rest in peace, because I will never talk negatively about somebody's family members. So that's not a part of what we're talking about. But we're talking about a group of men that ultimately bow or bend the knee simply because somebody has given them some visibility or They gave a photo op to him. You got a national TV show. What do you think is going to happen? But guess what? What was the name? Chat. Y'all let me know because I'm a C student. Check this out. What was the name of the young girl who the migrant killed? Because listen, they're going to pick and choose the people that they want to call and give visibility to. What was the name of the young girl that the migrant killed that wasn't supposed to be over here as a result of them leaving the borders open? What was it, Lainey? What's her name, y'all? Y'all, I don't feel like Googling it. Y'all just let me know what the name of that woman's name is, that young girl's name is. Because they will definitely reach out to Ricky Smiley, but they won't say her name. I have not seen Biden or Harris in any way, shape, or form. They're going to make sure that they tap into the black community in order to mention Lakin Riley. Thank you to the chat. Lakin Riley. I wonder why they was able to reach out to Sonya Massey, who should not have been killed, by the way. Absolutely should not have been killed unjustly by that police officer, in my opinion. I wonder why they called Ricky Smiley, but they won't call Lakin Riley's parents. Why won't they say Lakin Riley's name? Why won't they say Lakin Riley's name? You know why? Because it doesn't fit into what it is that they're trying to do. They don't want to take any responsibility or accountability whatsoever. It's not on them. This is what I'll say to black people. This is what I want to say to black people. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. These people are not your friends. They are paid plants. They are paid plants. Wake up. Stop subjecting yourself to these people that is pushing this agenda on y'all that do not have your best interests at heart. Wake up. Wake up. Ricky Smiley is very much one of those type of guys that only joined a fraternity because he was trying to get boxed in college. Wake up. He didn't even believe in the real values of the fraternity. They went to the parties. They didn't go to the community services. Wake up. They did that for a photo op. Wake up. You still following people that is giving you zero value in your life? Wake up. Don't worry. We're going to get there. I'm trying not to get overwhelmed. I'm trying not to get overwhelmed. We definitely gonna get there. Let me read.